Good morning. It is 9:02 a.m. We are here today, August 7th, 2023, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 23-002, John Dell International Inc., DBA JMI Edison, versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Joshua Walsh for the appellant, JMI Edison.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. William Brennan from the Ariola Law Firm for the AV Wampat International Airport Authority. No management representative will be present for the status hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Will interested party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Morning. This is R. Marcial Johnson from Blair Sterling Johnson and Martinez, representing Menzies Aviation. We will have no institutional representative present.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. We're going to have to reschedule. And the earliest date on my calendar where I can squeeze in, I'm thinking that this may take, let me ask Mr. Walsh. Mr. Walsh, how long do you think this matter will take at a hearing?
Yeah, I think we should be able to do this in 2 days, I mean, at most. Just looking at the exhibit list, Mr. Hearing Officer, and the idea that I think all counsel on this call have done this before the OPA, I think we can work with the procurement record pretty diligently. I know if we've got off-island Zoom witnesses, if anybody's doing that, I think those logistics will be okay. So I'm optimistic that we should wrap it up in 2 days. I mean, I think the facts are what the facts are. It's just what the legal interpretation of that is ultimately is.
Mr. Brennan,
being too optimistic, but sorry.
So I haven't reviewed JMI's hearing brief yet, but assuming that all the issues are still live and we'll all need factual foundation, I'd agree that it would take 2 days. As of right now, for the airport witnesses for August, we do have some traveling. So that's what I was hoping. Once we iron out dates, I can report on who will be here and whom we may be able to call from off island if necessary. I'm not as certain about the JMI representative we listed, the CLB representatives we listed, we didn't list anybody from Menzies, but obviously we reserve. I'd agree with 2 days, I think.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, I think 2 days just to be safe, depending on availability of witnesses.
Okay, very good. Jarek and I, before the meeting, agreed that 2 days is probably appropriate. So the earliest slot that I can fit something in would be September 14th and 15th or 18th and 19th. Mr. Walsh?
Give me one moment. I'm enjoying the wonders of Zoom hearings where we have our calendars on one screen as well. Just give me one moment and I should be able to 14 and 15 September would be my office's preference, Mr. Hearing Officer, if that was possible.
Mr. Ariola. Excuse me. Mr. Brennan.
It's a good promotion. I accept
yeah, really.
That one.
I understand that the DFS trial is supposed to wrap up this week, but it's bifurcated and they are supposed to take phase two at some point. So as of right now, I listed the three sort of procurement heads at the airport and what I'm hoping to do is have at least one available. 14th and 15th would look good for my calendar if I could report back to the parties once I confirm with at least one management representative, if that's okay.
Okay, let me hear from Mr. Johnson first.
14th or 15th or 18th or 19th should work for us.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's come back in a week. Go hit your witnesses up. Week should be fine. Is a week fine with you, Jack?
So Monday the 14th.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walsh.
Yes, Your Honor. We could attend to that on the Monday the 14th.
Okay, please don't call me, Your Honor.
I reserve that for Mr. Areola.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's come back in a week. Jarek, send me the order, and then hit your witnesses up.
What time did you guys prefer?
Same bat time, guys.
Yeah, 9 o'clock's fine. Mr. Hearing Officer, may I ask one question? I think we've got CLB folks on tap for that. For our trial, obviously nobody on this call controls the CLB witnesses. So I think we all can speak competently about the availability of our own witnesses, but we're probably not going to know anything about objections to subpoenas until we actually get them served on them. I'm just saying that aloud because maybe we could do our best to call Ms. Bailey and see what their availabilities are, but you know, they're not our witnesses. So, I'm just putting that out there. There may be an issue that after we get subpoenas and serve them on the CLB, that Mr. Botha or somebody comes over from the AG's office and says, not so fast. But
okay. Well, hopefully we won't have to go to the Superior Court for a mere summons to the OPA. But we'll have to, I mean, it's no different than any other witness who's going to be compelled to testify. Okay, so let's come back in a week's time, see what you can do in chunking down the witness list just to make sure their availability on the 14th or 15th and 15th or 15th of September. Okay?
Yeah, if I could just be here real quick.
Sure.
So I didn't two things. I know that there was some confusion about vacating the initial hearing date, but or rescheduling, but keeping the deadlines in place. Are we still operating? Because obviously there's a remedies brief still on the books, the due date. I think that needs to be moved. But are we operating under the existing deadlines? Or are you going to allow us to sort of supplement for these exact reasons, witness availability and whatnot? Are you going to give us a new deadline or just what's been filed will control?
I mean, so what's outstanding? Just the remedies brief?
I haven't received, just for the record, JMI's hearing brief. Just, I don't know if that's supposed to be served on us, but I know that was due last Friday.
It should have been, Mr. Brennan. I will find out what happened with that email, or maybe we dropped it at your office, but I'll solve that this morning.
Okay.
I think I did see it on the OPA website as well.
Okay, when I checked Friday, even our witness list and exhibit list weren't up yet on the OPA, but I'll look right now. And I'll confirm.
It should be up. I posted it late Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about, we can talk about supplementing any additional briefs at the next hearing if necessary.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it should have been baked in. It's just that... We're gonna delay the hearing. So I'm not gonna ask for a compelling reason, but I'm hoping all the issues are baked in those briefs, except for the remedies.
And I do see it online now. Sorry, I just refreshed the OPA page. So.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else from the parties?
Nope. We'll look for the notice. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. See you in a week.